Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, about, I don't know, 20 years ago or so, our friend Terry Thiest introduced us to a wine from Austria called Grüner Veltliner. And I thought, good luck. That's a mouthful. Well, it turned out to be a mouthful of mighty good wine. And it's been slow to catch on, I think, but those people who have tried it keep a very open mind and will try it again. It's a lovely wine.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Austrian wines are showing some growth in the market, in the American market in particular, and deservedly so. However, even more than the German wines, they do seem to suffer in this market because of their varietal names. I mean, let's face it. Grüner Veltliner, Blaufränkisch, Zweigelt, Weißburgunder. I mean, these are not things that people just, you know, hail fellow, well met, gee, I had a drink with you last week kind of names for wines. But it's a shame, as these wines are elegant and classy, and I really encourage folks to be adventurous and dive in and try these, and you will not be disappointed. Over one-third of all Austrian wine production is the grape Grüner Veltliner, and I'm about to talk about three of them today. They produce wines in all of the quality levels that you would sort of normally associate with some of the German wines, from very light, crisp wines to highly flavored late harvest wines with varying levels of sweetness. And the flavor of Grüner Veltliner is sort of one of stone fruits, i.e. apricot and peach in the most common flavors, with an interesting spicy, almost a white pepper note that comes out in the finish. And they're very good as standalone aperitifs or as just plain great wines with food. So here are my three that I like the best. 2019, Anton Bauer is the producer. Wagram is the area. And this is from a vineyard called Riedgemirk. That's a toughie. Forward aromatic nose with perfumed aromatics of stone fruit, bright acidity, and a crisp, dry finish with a very subtle peppery note that kind of goes on in the finish. Gemirk is the name of the vineyard, and this is pretty classic Grüner Veltliner. And at $15.99, this is a really solid value. So this is a good wine to look at if you want to get an introduction to this particular varietal. Stepping up a little bit, again from the 2019 vintage, and from the same producer, Anton Bauer, is the Grüner Veltliner from Ried Rosenberg, which is a single vineyard designated. Rosenberg is the vineyard. This one is 13%. The Gemirk was 12.5%. And this is very similar, but just a wee bit more. It's one of the most prestigious and famous of all of the Grüner Veltliner vineyards in Austria and producing wines of great character and finesse. It's a little bitter, a bit fuller and more rounded than the Gemirk. And this will showcase your peach and apricot fruit with a little bit of a note of pear and then a really bracing minerality, which kind of goes right through all that fruit. It's really quite stunning. You might want to have this with Asian cuisine. Could be kind of fun. And then last but not least is the Steininger Grand Cru from the Comptal area. 13.5% ABV. This is a bit more off dry. It's highly aromatic and very classic forward apple and pear flavors. This is more of a late harvest style with notes of honey and flowers. Just stunning stuff all the way across the board. And that's $21.99. The wine of the week is the Riedgemirk at $15.99.
That's a good deal. And they all sound delicious. So we'll put them on the website and let people go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.